Welcome to the Atlanta News First podcast, where we cover breaking news, live events, and your community stories. Everything you need to stay in the know while on the go. Longtime Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan made an appearance at the Georgia Capitol, urging lawmakers to give final passage to a bill that would require defibrillators in every public school in the state. The NFL MVP joined the Georgia chapter of the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association to call on support for House Bill 874. The legislation would require automated external defibrillators in all schools, along with emergency action plans and training to prepare staff members in the event someone goes into cardiac arrest. You'll also hear from a cardiac arrest survivor and a mother who lost her 13-year-old son after he collapsed at a basketball game. Let's listen.
My name is Dr. Angelica Jeter, and I serve on the Southeast Board, Board of Directors, as well as a health equity member for the American Heart Association. I am joined today by advocates from across the state who have one common goal: to make sure our schools are prepared to save the lives of our children in case of a cardiac emergency. House Bill 874, sponsored by Chairman Lee Hawkins, requires schools to develop and implement cardiac emergency response plans, which will ensure access to an AED, a written response plan, response teams who regularly complete practice drills, and we know how important this work is. Every year, 23,000 children in the United States experience a cardiac arrest outside of a hospital, and only 40% of those events are sports related. Passing House Bill 874 to require a cardiac emergency response plan more than double survival rates from cardiac arrest by empowering people to act. It enhances the safety of students, school staff, and visitors by empowering teams to administer safe, life-saving care until emergency medical services arrive. The work to provide life-saving measures in schools has been a long-standing priority of the American Heart Association. In 2012, we worked to pass a bill requiring that students learn CPR before graduation, creating a nation of lifesavers. And we are proud to continue this work alongside incredible partners, including the American College of Cardiology, Georgia Nurses Association, Red Cross, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and Emory Healthcare. I am proud to first introduce to you today a true champion of creating safer environments for our schools, sponsor of House Bill 874, Chairman Lee Hawkins.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you today and many of the participants. I was very lucky to be involved with this bill about a year ago. Dr. Jeff Marshall and Dr. Jonathan Kim and some other cardiologists called me. We got together and they pointed out the absence of AEDs in K through grammar schools, and also an ununified program through the schools of practice and actually locating AEDs. And that time of stress and terror is so hard to remember where the AED may be. So these practice sessions will save many, many lives, a lot of time and many, many lives. Again, I'm very happy to do this bill. These gentlemen, Dr. Marshall and Dr. Kim, are members of the American Georgia chapter of the American Society of Cardiology. And they mean so much to our schools. And especially now that we're going to have them in the K through grammar schools, it's not only for children, but it's also for the parents and the grandparents that are visiting. We may save many lives because these are schools are our gathering places. So again, I'm very happy to be here and thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Now, I am honored to introduce you to three incredible women and our honored guests today. These women and one young man will stand here today to tell you their stories that personally attest to why the life-saving impact that public policy can have in Georgia. Please join me in welcoming Megan Etheridge, her son Colin, and Bethany Norris to share why they advocate for House Bill 874.
Thank you. Your son has no pulse and isn't breathing. This was the phone call I received from my son's school 2 years ago. My seemingly perfectly healthy child had gone to school that morning and went into sudden cardiac arrest after running up several flights of stairs. Luckily for him, his school had an emergency response plan and several AEDs placed strategically around the school. The two gym teachers, thank you, the school nurse, and an off-duty sheriff's officer took turns providing CPR and shocking him twice with an AED for over 10 minutes while waiting for paramedics to arrive. After being life-flighted to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and being placed on ECMO, the highest level of life support offered, Colin made a miraculous discovery and is here with me today. Colin's story is the exception. Only around 10% of people who go into sudden cardiac arrest outside of a hospital survive. The reason he is alive today is because his school had an emergency response plan in place. They had multiple CPR-trained staff and AEDs on campus. Colin has spent the last 2 years since his recovery advocating for access for AEDs and CPR training, and today he would like to say a few words about the importance of the Cardiac Emergency Response Plan bill and the impact it can have for children throughout the state.
I hope that no other child has to go through this experience, but we know that it will unfortunately happen again to others. This week, the Georgia Senate has the opportunity to pass the Cardiac Emergency Response Plan bill, which can help save the lives of Georgia school children for many years to come. Every child deserves the opportunity for a second chance at life.
Like Colin said, every child deserves the opportunity for a second chance at life. Like Megan, I never imagined when I dropped my daughter off at school on May 19th, 2021, it would be such a harrowing moment. Audrey had been a cross-country runner, but that day she had a cardiac arrest while running at her middle school. Immediately, teachers and the school nurse started CPR and administered an AED. Because the school staff reacted within seconds and followed the school safety protocols, she is alive with no brain damage. Both Colin and Audrey's stories are not about luck. They are about priorities. Their teachers and staff made sure they both had the care they needed when it mattered most. Georgia Senate, we urge you to pass this legislation to save more lives like Colin and my daughter Audrey. Thank you.
I don't think that we can take for granted that we are hearing these stories. And so I want to say thank you to Bethany, Megan, and Colin for sharing their experiences and advocating for why House Bill 874 is so important. As we mentioned earlier, an integral part of implementing life-saving bills, especially House Bill 874, includes working alongside the American College of Cardiology. And Dr. Jonathan Kim is here to share the importance of our work together and the impact that this legislation can have on our community. Dr. Kim, please join us.
Well, thank you so much. It is truly an honor to be here and advocate for Georgia House Bill 874. And I first want to acknowledge Chairman Hawkins once again for championing this bill. We would not be here without his support and with him championing this bill. And I have to acknowledge other supporting organizations as well. First and foremost, AHA, thank you, and the American College of Cardiology for sure. And in particular, I want to acknowledge the Georgia chapter of the ACC, the leadership with this organization, working since the beginning with Chairman Hawkins to get us to this stage. So thank you so much. There are other supporting organizations as well, the American Red Cross, Georgia Nurses Association, the Association of Black Cardiologists, and Children's Hospital of Atlanta. So thank you to all the supporting organizations. Ultimately, HB 874 is about the cardiac safety of our kids in school. You heard the numbers earlier. Every year, 23,000 children younger than the age of 18 will suffer an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. Only 10% of these individuals will survive. However, with immediate CPR, an emergency action plan, and immediate defibrillation, that number can increase sevenfold up to 70%. That's why this bill is so important. It's about mandating to not only have AEDs in all schools K through 12, but a focus on the emergency action practice plan, the drills for this. It does no good to have an AED around if you don't know what to do. And so having these practice drills is so, so critical. So again, this bill will save lives. And I truly think that this will represent model legislation for the rest of the country. Not many states have these laws in place, and this is really something that we can all be proud of. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Kim. The American Heart Association is grateful for partners like the American College of Cardiology. Now, without further ado, I have the esteemed pleasure to introduce two individuals who have contributed to the legacy of our great state that are here today to share their voices in support of House Bill 874. Please welcome NFL MVP and CBS Sports Analyst Matt Ryan, immediately following with Ron Carson, Executive Associate Athletic Director at the University of Georgia.
All right, thank you. It's great to put this down. It's great to be here this morning. So in thinking about talking about this morning, I'm reminded of three different experiences in my life, the first of which happened when I was in high school. And so I was a sophomore at Penn Charter in Philadelphia, and I had a classmate, Louis Savino, who passed away in October of 2000 while playing soccer from a cardiac arrest incident on the field. It was undiagnosed that he had a heart condition prior to, and I remember, you know, being 15 years old and just being confused and upset and scared by what was going on. There was no AED or protocol in place at that time, but as I got older, I remember thinking how different it could have been had there been situations for an AED or for a protocol to be in place. The second thing I think about is I was a member of the NFL for 15 years, and something that has made a lot of news is the DeMar Hamlin event that occurred in Cincinnati a couple of years ago. And so I want to highlight a couple of things. Number one, that the AED device was there and available to him very quickly. But even more importantly was the protocols that are in place by the NFL. And I think it's a great example of showcasing what can be done to save a life if the protocols are in place and if they're practiced regularly. I've often thought, you know, as a player, you don't rise to the occasion in certain situations, in those big situations, you to preparation. And so I'd urge everybody to pass this bill and to focus on the preparation portion of it because it's so important. And then finally, the last part of it is I'm a father of three boys. And much like the parents over here, I've got two of them that I dropped off at school this morning. In a lot of ways, you're putting your trust in other people every morning when you let them go to school or you drop them off at school, and you never know what's going to happen. I've learned that in a short sample size of parenting. Every day is unique. And so I'd urge everyone to get behind this bill and to pass it because, you know, as a father, I want them in the best hands possible every day that they're at school. And I think this bill can do that and provide safety for these children and save a lot of lives. So thank you for having me this morning. And I'm a big proponent of Bill 874. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. We've all heard before that practice makes perfect. This could not be more true in the event of a cardiac arrest, as Jim related the stories of Colin and Audrey, where school rescuers saved their lives. The safety of the students, the safety of visitors, and school staff can be enhanced. We have a coordinated and practiced response plan where the SERP teams are trained and empowered to administer life-saving care until EMS arrives. I've been involved with a number of emergencies over the course of my career, including several cardiac arrests. Fortunately for us, emergencies don't happen at a great frequency, but when they do, we have to be prepared to act immediately. Delayed emergency care can mean the difference between life and death. Vince Neulo has taught me what he called the five P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. We have to practice. Now, in football, we try to prepare for every situation that may occur. Two-minute offense, a fake punt, an onside kick, running on the field to kick a field goal at the last minute of time's running out. We practice these regularly every single day, so when they do occur, we're prepared. The same is true of cardiac emergencies. The key to managing emergencies is having an emergency response plan. My sports medicine team practices our plan on a regular basis. We also train our coaches and our support staff in our emergency plan, CPR, and how to use AEDs. Now, in an emergency, calm is contagious. Repeat, calm is contagious. But unfortunately, so is panic. So how do we remain calm in an emergency? We practice. We prepare. We practice our cardiac emergency response plan. We practice our CPR skills. We practice our AED. So when an emergency does occur, we're prepared to act. As a parent of four children who attended public schools in Georgia, as a longtime athletic trainer, as a longtime emergency medical technician, I can't stress enough how important it is to not only have an emergency action plan, but to practice it, prepare, rehearse. Just like our emergency action plan at University of Georgia, the cardiac emergency response plan allows schools to be prepared when a cardiac arrest occurs. Thanks for your support of House Bill 874. Together, we can save lives. Thank you.
Matt and Ron, thank you for being with us today, and thank you for advocating for House Bill 874. Now, we have talked about statistics around sudden cardiac arrest, and we know that statistics are numbers. Well, we also know that these numbers represent people and their stories. And now, I have the privilege of sharing and introducing two very special people, and I would like to invite Stephanie and Tracy to join me. Both Stephanie and Tracy know firsthand the devastating loss that sudden cardiac arrest can bring. Stephanie and Tracy, I know how hard it is for you to be here today. And I am deeply grateful that you are sharing this time with us. Thank you for your courage, and thank you for advocating for House Bill 874. Will you please join me?
This is my son, Montrell Brouse Jr. He was my only son. We called him Monty. He was 13 years old in the seventh grade. He was so excited to make the basketball team at his school. At his first away game, November 1st, 2023, he went into cardiac arrest. No one performed CPR. AED was not used before paramedics arrived, and he died December 11th, 2023. His death has impacted me, his sisters, his dad and his grandparents, family and his classmates. These shirts that we're wearing today are shirts that his school made. On the back, they say 33 strong. He was number 33 on his basketball team. That's my personal story.
Hi, my name is Tracy Wilson, and this is my son, Terrell Wilson. He was a freshman in high school in 2007 at Collins Hill High School in Lawrenceville, Georgia. My son died from an undetected aorta dissection, which is the main artery to the heart. It runs from your heart to your stomach. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that he had any kind of heart conditions. I didn't have any CPR training at the time. I didn't know what was going on. I just knew that my son was sick and I couldn't help him. I was powerless. He died in my arms, and his last words to me was, "Mommy, I'm okay." And he was 14. And that was my story.
We never thought that we would have to stand here before you all today to talk about the death of our sons in order to save the lives of others. But here we are speaking on a vast concern that impacts so many families every year.
We find solace in knowing that so many of you are here today to ensure that legislators understand why cardiac Emergency response plans are vital for every child, both now and for generations to come. And we want to both personally thank you.
Okay. So I wanted to just take a minute and just say thank you again to Stephanie and Tracy and their loved ones. And I saw some students join us as well. And for anyone who has been impacted by the loss that you are experiencing, and I know for a fact that it's affecting all of us, and hopefully we have this opportunity to continue to advocate for the resources that need to be put into place so we don't have to continue to share these stories. So once again, thank you, Stephanie and Tracy. Thank you to all of our speakers and advocates for being here today. Having a plan saves lives, plain and simple. And today we have proof of that. And we all call on the state legislature to make cardiac emergency response plans in schools a reality. I urge anyone watching or listening to contact your senator and ask for support. And last, but certainly not least, we're happy to present a hands-on CPR demonstration now with certified instructor Corey Murray and media. The American Heart Association and our teams are available to answer any questions that you have. Again, I am Dr. Angelica Jeter, Southeast Board Member and Health Equity Committee Member for the American Heart Association. Thank you to Laura and Aaron and the American Heart Association team for bringing us all together today. Thank you for each of the advocates. Thank you for every single person who shared their story and their experiences. Thank you to all of our partners, and thank you for joining us.
You've just been listening to Atlanta News First. For more on this story, download the Atlanta News First app.